In the race to cure cancer, many of the most promising new therapies were not only conceived, but later tested and brought to the bedside in a setting known for life-saving innovation, the academic medical center. But academic medical centers, like Hopkins in Maryland, aren't just the birthplace of new cures. They're also the training grounds for the next generation of physicians. And they provide a medical oasis for individuals with complex conditions, delivering highly specialized care patients may not be able to receive elsewhere. The convergence of research, education, and patient care is a hallmark of the academic medical center. For example, about a third of health-related research is conducted at these institutions, which count the MRI, the artificial heart, and the polio vaccine among their achievements. Academic hospitals are where future healthcare workers learn on the job by caring for patients at the bedside. At Hopkins alone, we have over 1,000 residents and clinical fellows. And academic medical centers comprise just 6% of hospitals nationwide, but provide 20% of the care, and are home to a majority of burn units, trauma centers, and transplant services. Over the past century, academic medical centers have transformed healthcare. Even as we work to rein in escalating healthcare costs, ensuring the survival of these institutions is crucial. Innovation, training, and complex care are expensive, but their value is priceless. This is Redonda Miller from the Johns Hopkins Hospital.